Did you know that we get to team with God to bring His kingdom to earth? Yes. For His own reasons, God has chosen to work through you and me to bring healing and restoration to His children. And the results of that restoration? That's the subject of this podcast.
Welcome to the Hope, Healing, and Freedom Podcast, brought to you by Restoring the Foundations International. Our desire is to equip you with biblical truth, to empower you to live a full life of freedom in Christ. For more, please visit restoringthefoundations.org. Now, here's your podcast.
I'm Lee Whitman with Restoring the Foundations, and I welcome you into this special version of Hope, Healing, and Freedom Podcast. I'm continually dumbfounded that God has chosen to work through people like you and me to bring restoration to His children. I totally believe that He could bring about restoration all by Himself. After all, He's God. But He has chosen to work through you and me. Now, I'm going to admit right up front, if you don't know it already, that I'm a big proponent of RTF ministry because it's changed my life and my marriage. But not only has it changed my life, we see it changing the lives of people around the world on a regular basis. We just heard today from some of our RTF ministers in Singapore how God's using RTF to change lives in Singapore, in the Philippines, and in Japan. And what happens when people's lives are changed? That's going to be the focus of this podcast. Today's scripture is quite long, but it's packed with an amazing future for you and me. It's Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 7. It says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former desolations, and they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Strangers will stand and pasture your flocks, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. But you will be called the priests of the Lord. You will be spoken of as ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of nations, and you will boast in their riches. Instead of your shame, you will have a double portion, and instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in the land. Everlasting joy will be theirs." Now, this is the passage of scripture that Jesus quoted from when He read it in the temple in Luke 4:18. If you remember, after He read these words, Jesus said, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, this is what Jesus came to do. This was His mission statement. And the exciting part is that RTF is teaming with God to bring this healing and restoration to earth. Lee, are you saying that it's RTF and not Jesus that's bringing the restoration? Of course not. RTF sets the table for people to have an encounter with Jesus, and He's the one who brings the healing and restoration. RTF teams with God by ministering to these four areas that hold people in bondage, and they're all found in this passage. The scripture says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor." Now, poverty is often something that is inherited. People can easily inherit a poverty mindset from their ancestors. And people who inherit a poverty mindset don't know how to get out of that lifestyle and reach for anything better. This curse holds them captive to poverty. RTF breaks these inherited curses and the generational pressure that comes down the family line, which enables people to expect more. Poverty is only one of the curses. There are many other generational curses that people inherit from their ancestors that RTF gets to team with God to free them from. The scripture goes on to say, He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. One of my favorite parts of RTF ministry is ministering healing to the brokenhearted. Jesus is so good at bringing His healing, and He does it in such an intimate and individual way. Why can't people go to Jesus for themselves and receive His heart healing? Well, they can. The problem is that, first of all, many of them don't know that this heart healing is available. And second, they don't know how to position themselves to receive His healing. When someone goes through RTF ministry, they are taught the scriptural basis for heart healing. Then they will be led by the minister to receive healing ministry for themselves. They will also be taught how to receive more heart healing ministry for themselves at a later time. Cindy and I call this porch time because we sit on our back porch and allow Jesus to bring more and more healing to our hearts. The scripture then goes on to talk about the recovery of sight to the blind. Now, what is blindness? Obviously, it's not being able to see. In RTF, we address lies that people believe that I think are blinding them to God's truth. For example, if you believe that you're worthless and don't deserve to be loved, then you are being blinded to your value as a human being. Jesus didn't die for worthless people. Jesus died for us because He thought we were valuable. Then once we become children of God and enter into His family, I think we begin experiencing the value that Jesus has for us. We become dearly loved children of God, with God Himself as our Abba, Daddy, Father. Doesn't get any better than that. Then it says to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners. Jesus came to earth not only to go to the cross and die so we can be forgiven of our sins and live with Him for eternity in heaven, as amazingly wonderful as that is. Jesus came to set us free from anything that holds us captive today. As we team with God, we help people break the strongholds of the demonic oppression in their lives. We also break other things like word curses that have been spoken over them. We break negative effects from ungodly soul ties, resulting in more freedom. So that is how we, RTF, teams with God to bring healing and freedom and restoration into lives of God's children. Now, look at what happens after His children are healed and set free. The scripture goes on to say, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. I want some of that. He gives them garland instead of ashes. Garland is a decorative head ornament, and in some places it's translated a tiara. Ashes were put on their heads when they were mourning, but no more. Instead of mourning, we get a tiara. It also says a cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. Then we would be called oaks of righteousness. An oak symbolizes strength. But wait, it even gets better. What will we, the children of God, who are restored and healed, do? It says, then they, talking about the healed children of God, will rebuild the ancient ruins, they will raise up the former desolations, they will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. God will allow us to bring restoration to things that have been in ruins for generations. You can bring restoration to your family line by breaking off things you inherited from your ancestors. If you do the hard work of digging into your family line and walking through RTF ministry, you will be fulfilling this verse. You will be repairing the ruined cities in your family. You will be used to repair the desolation of many generations. That's exciting. Then it goes on to say, but you will be called the priests of the Lord. You will be spoken of as ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of nations and you will boast in their riches. In the process of getting restored and healed, we get a new job and a new job title. We become priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. People who have had their lives restored by Jesus have a hard time not telling others of what Jesus has done in their lives. I mentioned earlier how God is using RTF in Singapore and the Philippines and Japan. How did we hear about this? The ministers who went into these countries to repair the ruined cities were so excited they had to tell us what God was doing there. People's lives are being changed, which results in their family being changed, which results in change in their church, which results in change in their community, which changes their state, which changes their nations, which is going to change the world. Okay, maybe I'm getting a bit carried away, but you get the idea. Now, if you'd like to see some of these testimonies of lives being changed, you can go to our website at www.restoringthefoundations.org and click on the Get Ministry tab at the top, and you'll find video testimonies down in the middle of the page. Now, this verse goes on to say, instead of your shame, you will have a double portion, and instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in the land. Everlasting joy will be theirs. This might be my favorite part of this verse. Satan has saturated this world with shame. Shame's that thing that tells you that there's something wrong with you. Shame wants to convince you that your identity is determined by your failures and mistakes. But notice what this verse says. When we allow Jesus to bring us healing and restoration into our lives, we will have a double portion instead of shame. So instead of shame, we get a double blessing, double honor, double experience of God as our Father, double freedom, double, well, you get the idea. You will receive a double portion of all that God is offering to His children. The verse goes on to say, instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Instead of receiving the humiliation from the world due to our mistakes and failures, we will shout for joy over the freedom and healing we receive from Jesus. You know, I was raised in a church that you didn't make a lot of noise. We never would have said amen out loud, so you certainly didn't shout. But the more freedom and healing I get, the louder my praise gets. I can now shout for joy because of what God has done in my life, in the past, and what He's still doing today. Sometimes shouting is the only way to express how I'm feeling. Now, it's sort of like when something good happens to your favorite team in a football game, and you find yourself shouting at the TV. Okay, maybe that's not a great illustration, but you get the idea. Sometimes only a shout of joy is the only thing that can express how you feel. Notice how this verse repeats the double portion thing. I believe that when God says something once, it's important. But when He repeats Himself, like in this verse, then we really need to pay attention. This is very important. God wants us to know that we can possess a double portion, not just when we get to heaven, but right here, right now. And then it goes on to say that everlasting joy is ours. I don't know about you, but I want all of that that I can get. Joy is the result of having our hearts healed and our lives restored. If you listen to this Hope, Healing, and Freedom podcast on a regular basis, you've heard us say, don't settle for anything less than the freedom that Jesus came to give. This passage of Scripture is part of why we continually say that. Receiving personal freedom and healing is wonderful, but it's not meant to just make your life better. It is so that you can become the priest of the Lord, the ministers of our God, the restorers of ruined cities. Father God, thank You for sending Jesus to die on the cross to pay the price for our sins and make a way for us to have a restored relationship with You. I also thank You that He came to give us even more, and that is abundant life, that we can fulfill the purposes that You have for each one of us. Father, if there's any listening to this podcast that are being held in bondage by anything, would You motivate them to receive ministry so they can be free? In Jesus' name. If you discovered anywhere, any place in your life that you're not walking in freedom, again, as we've said, don't settle. Go to our website, www.restoringthefoundations.org, and click on the Get Ministry tab and find a ministry team in your area. It will be worth it. Remember, everlasting joy is yours.
Thank you for joining us on the Hope, Healing, and Freedom podcast today. We pray you are blessed and equipped with biblical truth, empowering you to live a full life of freedom in Christ. To learn more about the ministry of Restoring the Foundations International, please visit restoringthefoundations.org. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode.